Hey, thanks to the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report. We sure appreciate it. And if you'd like to be a patron, there's a link in the show notes on how to do that. Today we're talking about goals to set in 2018. Now this is a post that originally was done by Nicole back in probably the end of 2017. So it's a little bit dated, but the goals are great. Take a look at that link and I think you'll agree. In fact, that link looks so good, I think we'll go look at it right now, okay? I just right-click on it, open in new tab, and we go up to the new tab. You might have noticed there's another tab there. That was proof of life. Make sure it works. Our motto, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Okay, that being said, her website is gen20.com, and Nicole's written 18 goals to set for 2018. Let's have a quick look at those, okay? Take one personal development course. Okay, that's the first one. The second one, earn one new career certification. Now, if you want to go to W3 schools and get their webmaster degree or something that's job-related degree, but get a certification for something. Then read at least 12 books. Now these can be e-books, and I don't know if you're familiar with e-books, but I'm a big fan. Can't say anything bad about getting an electronic book and reading it on my smartphone. Unfollow everyone who makes you feel bad about yourself on social media. If someone's giving you just a crud feeling because of whatever their perspective is, get rid of it. Okay? You don't need that. Do a whole 30. That's a diet thing, and I'll let Nicole explain more about that. There's a book that she's written about getting rid of certain things in your diet. Complete a no-spend challenge. Hope I get that edited. This is, can you track where every cent of your money is going? Okay. And they've got a free template to help you do that. Spend more time putting yourself first. You know that a long time ago I said take 20% of your day, an hour and a half, if you're working an 8-hour day, and that's your time. That's when you get to do what you want to do. Okay? Suggestion number 8, travel somewhere new. If you haven't been someplace, go there. Okay? It could be a tank of gas away, but check it out. Number 9, go to 6 concerts. Now I looked at price of concert tickets and they're quite a lot higher than they were in the 70s. That being said, you can get DVDs of concerts and rent them or buy them outright for a fraction of what it costs to go to one single concert. You could get 6 DVDs, I'm sure. The next one, up your water intake. Drink lots more water. When I worked for Volt Consulting, I was drinking half a gallon a day because we were on the phone a lot and just that's how it rolled. Do the thing you've been putting off. So if what you've been putting off is pruning the tree in the backyard, get her done. If you've been putting off learning calligraphy, well, take those classes. This will be the year that you do that. One single simple thing of quit putting that off. Go to a new restaurant or cook a new meal once a month. A new restaurant, Soy 71, if you're in Walla Walla. A little shameless plug for the guy that gave me the great garden topsoil. Enough said. Add $100 extra dollars to your savings every month. Well, maybe you can't afford $100. Maybe you can afford $20. Put it in the bank. You know, that rainy day is coming. Spend more time with the people you care about. Family. Okay? Every Wednesday we have dinner with family. 15, volunteer your time to a cause that matters to you. Now here in Walla Walla, there's a food bank that could use volunteers. And so you might give that a try. See if there's a local food bank in your area that needs volunteers. I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. go to all your doctor's appointments, especially if they want zucchini. I'm growing some zucchini, and I posted on Facebook how big the plants are. So my doctor says, oh, I love zucchini bread. Bring me some zucchini. So when I go to my appointment today, I'll take some zucchini, like the old barter system for doctors, right? Let go of anything that's not serving you. Like if you've got, let's say, a domain name that's just costing you $10 a year and it's not doing anything for you, let it go. Okay? And last, be your own best friend. If you can pat yourself on the back once in a while, it helps the ego. And that will make other people appreciate that part of you that is treating yourself well. Be your own best friend. So I'm going to conclude this longish report of the Geyer Cook Report. One of the patrons was saying that I was running a lot shorter than I used to, and I was. These are the goals for 2018. It's a new Monday. It's a new week. Time for new goals. Thanks again to the patrons. There's a link in the show notes for the other episodes of the Geyer Cook Report. Check those out, and be sure to check out the credits. And on that, I'm going to say it's a wrap.